bought Empire. How much did you pay for it, for this section?
I have no idea.
Obviously, there's value to the underwater, because
I think
another utility bought it.
There, Ms. Chapman, is what Empire bought was the going concern, which was like the business, and so that there are appraisers out there that really get into business unit valuation, and I don't know if you're familiar with that concept, but what some appraisers will do is they'll value the entire business enterprise. And then they'll pull out, subtract from it all the intangibles like trained workforce, all the goodwill, all these other things to come up, and they'll say whatever's left is the value of the real property. And the Missouri courts have really frowned upon that methodology. And I know for a fact that there are no assessors across the state that actually use that methodology in assessment.
But can we ask you how much?
I don't know that it's really appropriate to look at the acquisition of Empire by Liberty to make it apples to apples. Does that make sense? Because they bought the entire going concern as opposed to like just parcels of land.
Yeah. We understand what the argument is. What do you?
I'm just saying. I think these gentlemen have probably spent more time and brain cells and coming up with an accurate value on this, then we could talk all day on this.
Sure.
So that in my opinion, this is acceptable to me if we're an independent board. And okay. if we want to discuss, if there's issues, we can assess it later down the road.
Okay. Well, you're going to be on the road to call.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna let Greg go here. Hold on. All right.
Okay.
We're gonna let you get out of here.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Safe.
I guess we won't get to take our annual picture tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. All right. He's gone now.
Yeah. And to Mr. Baker's point, I can explain this as much as you want to hear from me, but we really did take a conservative approach on coming up with values, and it was not a situation where we tried to get to a number, but when we had a choice to make, we tried to be conservative so that we weren't trying to reduce the value, because that's not what we're trying to do. I really honestly believe, Mr. Akers and Ms. Moore, that if we were to go to the State Tax Commission and have to do full appraisals, if Empire were forced to do that and spend the money to do that, it's going to go for the full, like the correct value. And I think the correct value is much less than what we're proposing here. And this is more of kind of a compromise position on Empire's end. Like I said before last week, they're not in the business of appealing taxes. They're a good corporate citizen. They're not trying to take advantage of anything. They just want to they don't want to spend a bunch of money on me and appraisers. They want to just spend their time and attention doing what they do. And so part of this was to try, when the numbers came out and we saw that we could go for a lot less, the company made a conscious decision to not do that. And I think, the classification issue is a really big one, but more importantly, the classification, but also there's this exemption issue. And I know, Mr. Akers, you asked me, the first question you asked me when I showed up is, are we talking about exemptions? And I said, no. Prematurely, because I didn't realize at the time, I figured this out later, that actually a handful of those parcels probably are exempt. And the reason why they're exempt is if you lease property to a governmental entity, and in particular uses the Missouri Department of Conservation, you lease a parcel to the Missouri Department of Conservation so that they can make it a park. It's the use of that property. And by the way, those leases are for $1 a year. There is a very strong argument that those parcels should be tax exempt. That is something that we may want to talk with Ms. Chapman about after this is all over,
going forward.
But that's not something that we're trying to pursue now, even though we could. And then on those agricultural parcels, I sent a copy of those, and I know Ms. Chapman's aware that in Missouri, for ag values, it's set by regulation. Well, there's a statute that directs the State Tax Commission to come up with values for ag. And they range anywhere from $39 at the lowest grade to $1,000 at the highest. And the $1,000 values, so those are for like tillable, like, you know, like actual farmland. And then there's all grades in between.
Okay,
and
Matt.
On the tree, I'm sorry.
Matt, let me go here to your chart here just to make sure. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that say state assessed.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed that out. So the state assessed parcels are parcels that are currently centrally assessed by the State Tax Commission. And I'm guessing that Ms. Chapman, I realize she's got a tough job. She's got a lot of parcels in the county. So by no means am I suggesting any things happen. But I think this is probably a mistake for these parcels to be assessed locally. Because if they were, then we're being double taxed because we're already paying tax on those parcels that indicate state. Those parcels are already being taxed at the State Tax Commission level.
Okay. And then you have another color code here. It says ag. Is there a proposed change in classification on those particular properties?
No. I just put that in. Well, actually, Mr. Dine put that in just so it really just to illustrate that we are not trying to be aggressive. We're trying to be conservative. If the board is willing to accept the values that we have in that last column, which keeps everything commercial, we would be fine with that. If we, you know, we're unsuccessful at the board and we have to go to the State Tax Commission, we would argue for a classification change because those are very obvious ones. There's actual agricultural, you know, activity on those parcels. So those would be, I think, there's never a sure thing anywhere when you litigate, as you know, Mr. Akers, but, you know, that would feel very comfortable about those. But for purposes of this hearing, we're fine with keeping them commercial as so long as the board, you know, accepts the acre values that we've kind of added up in that last column.
Okay, has classification even been appealed, or is it just value?
Yeah, we checked classification on our box, and I can look at my appeal forms just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure.
The reason I'm asking is we would have to rule upon that too. And these are the proposed values. Okay.
Yeah, the reality of it is if you put those values in, it's up to us to decide to appeal or not. The assessor cannot appeal a board decision. So we would, and I'm telling you now that if the board accepts the values we put in that column, we will not be appealing.
Sure. I think the assessor has a comment.
So my question on the second to the last column, it says market value. So you're saying that the market value of all this property that you have in Taney County is
$8,691,552? $8.691, which is a 2% increase over 22. But in 22, and I got a question for you, Ms. Chapman. I noticed in going through this that in 22, the total market value went up by almost $800,000. And it was not a reassessment year. And I know in talking with Empire, there was no new construction or any reason why those values should have changed from 21 to 22.
Okay.
Now, Empire didn't appeal those, so they are what they are. But I was a bit confused by that. I haven't seen that before in the sense that, you know, when the reassessment happens in the odd numbered year, that value carries forward to 22 unless there's new construction or additional improvements, and there hasn't been any. And so I wasn't sure.
Can I say something?
If you had an explanation for that.
Yeah. Look. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So the reason things would change in 22 is because when you sent in your personal property tax, when you did your Schedule 14, Schedule 15, Schedule 16, that kind of stuff, there would have been CWIP on there, construction while in progress, or there would have been something that you specified, and then we added it to a parcel. Because you're right. We haven't even changed the values on any of your parcels in decades. I mean, this is just what I'm telling you. And I've told you this before. And so any parcel that would have changed in value, and especially in an even year, not an odd year, that's when we're coming in and putting in what's on your valuation on these Schedule 14, 15, and 16. And again, this is why I've requested that this whole thing go to the State Tax Commission, because these numbers are very much off. You're saying in your value for Liberty Electric is $8,691,552. And we know you've not been assessed in decades. Our figures from before we reassessed were around $6 million. So you're saying all this property you owned only went up $2 million in 15, 20 years. That's what I'm having a problem.
Ms. Chapman, I think where maybe the error in your argument it lies is that I think, as a property tax professional who's been doing this for a long time and talking with this design, I think Empire's been overvalued for all those years. And if you're asking me if I think the property is worth, if all of it's worth $8.6 million, my answer would be no, because I think it's worth a lot less than that. And I think that's what would happen at the State Tax Commission, but that's going to cost Empire a lot of money. And it's just going to be a lot of litigation that I don't think is something that, something that Empire would prefer to not have to do. You know, Empire's willing to accept basically the 22 values, even though they were raised significantly. About your CWIP argument, I'd have to look at that. That doesn't seem to add up to me, because if CWIP's reported at the State Tax Commission level, I don't think there's been any new construction or even any new planned construction on any of these parcels that I'm aware of. So we don't probably have the time right now to look into that, but I'm a little bit dubious of that. But that's neither here nor there. You know, what we see in looking at these parcels, we gave you, Mr. Dinan gave the example, the first example that we gave when we were at the hearing last week was of a water parcel. And I can't remember which number it was, but you had it something like 60,000 an acre when you told the taxpayer that the water was going to be assessed at 500 an acre. And so there were just anomalies like that caused an increase of 600%, well, 570%, which is just, I've been doing this a lot. I haven't seen that kind of increase ever. It's enormous. I think an open line of communication is a good idea. Now that this has Empire's attention, and they've deployed the resources to really look into this, I am perfectly fine. I think it would be good obviously I would be pleased if the board would accept our proposed values, which we spent a lot of time and energy kind of putting together. But really what amounts to kind of a modest increase from 22, which in turn was a 14% increase from 21. So if we look at reassessment year to reassessment year, 21 to 23, we're up, even where we're proposing, we're up like 15%, which is a pretty significant raise in and of itself. Now, if we get through this year, I think we should have some follow-up conversations about how to really look at these parcels, in particular on the classification issue, which I think is something that we should address later, but certainly on the exempt properties. And maybe that's something where we'll put together some applications and file those with you and work through those things. So I think that we can continue to discuss these things, but going up to the State Tax Commission, it's going to be, 139 parcels, it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of energy and a lot of brain damage spent, when I think the end result's going to be a reduced number based on what I'm seeing and talking to these expert appraisers.
Good. With respect to the only question I think I have at this point is, you've told me that he wanted to leave the underwater property, or your appraiser said 130 an acre, just because he thinks it has zero value. And as far as being able to sell it to anyone else. And then